Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Everybody, this is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are here celebrating the people, the places, the events, the history and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful.
And there's lots of stuff to talk about.
There is a lot of stuff to talk about.
Even though it's February and everybody says, gosh, there's so much to do in Tucson in February, there's still lots of stuff to talk about.
Well, we already had the gem show. Yeah, we had the gem show already. The rodeo's, today's last day for the rodeo.
Today's the last day of the golf tournament.
Today's the last day of the Accenture.
Right.
But there's still other things going on.
Well, and coming up on Tuesday is the last lecture for the University of Arizona College of Science. Living Beyond 100.
Have you gone to one, any of those yet?
I have gone to one.
I went to one. It was just phenomenal.
Which one did you go to?
You would have to ask me. I can't remember the title of it. It was one of the surgeons at the University of Arizona College of Medicine was doing a talk on technology and how we can replace limbs and organs and all the things that are coming on the new frontier. If we can understand how salamanders regrow arms, we can start using that kind of stuff to enhance our lives, and talking about nanotechnology.
So that wasn't the biology of aging.
No, I think it was the week after.
Okay, the one after that was the aging of the brain.
No, it was the week after that.
Oh, okay, it was repair, regeneration, or replacement.
That was the one.
Well, you know, the cool part about this series, Fred, is that every one of their series is online. They're podcasted.
Yeah,
so if you miss them...
They're recorded.
And I got to tell you, the place is sold out. It starts at 7 o'clock Tuesday, or this coming Tuesday will be at 7 p.m.
When we went with a bunch of friends. We went at 6.
And was it still just crazy?
The line was down the street.
It's amazing. Plus the fact, I mean, think about the topic, living beyond 100 years old.
And there's a lot of folks in that age category.
Well, and hopefully you and I and all of our families and friends are going to be in that category as well.
Absolutely.
So folks, there's great stuff like that happening. So you've got rodeo today, golf today. We've had gem show, a little bit of gem show still kind of hanging around, I think.
I think, yeah, little stragglers might be
here. Little stragglers. We've got great stuff going on with the U of A College of Science. Of course, U of A Sports. The Batcats are playing at High Corbett Field, which has just been unbelievable.
And we have to do a show on this because this is so cool. They were playing at Sunset for a billion years.
Sure.
And they moved over to High Corbett, and that was a brilliant move on the part of the University of Arizona and the city of Tucson coming together and making that happen.
And it's great. I mean, we went to the new elephant enclosure. They had a fun little event where they let everybody check out the new elephant enclosure at Expedition Tanzania. And we were there last Sunday after the show. And goodness, people were parked all the way down to 22nd Street walking to go to the U of A baseball game.
Speaking of Expedition Tanzania, we might, this little teaser we're working on right now, we've got to figure out the technology of it, but we might be broadcasting live from the middle of the herd. I'm gonna have them.
Fred and Jeff in the middle of the elephant herd.
I'm gonna see if they'll put up some scaffolding and we can like broadcast from above the elephants.
Awesome, Fred.
And they'll knock us down and then trample us.
Oh, perfect. my wife will love that.
but that is opening up next month in March. The Expedition Tanzania is opening up. They're gonna have a bull elephant. I think two females and a couple juveniles.
Well, and you know, the fun thing is, I think, and I don't have this, you know, this is not factual, at least not that I know, but I think the bull elephant got here on Friday.
Is anything you say factual?
Only when I talk about you.
Oh, okay.
All right. So what else you got, Fred? Lots of stuff going on.
There is lots of stuff. Now, for people who have been enjoying the rodeo, there is a celebration of... And I know Jeff gets upset with me because I use this term a lot, a Tucson icon.
Ugh, you're watering that term down.
No, but in this case, this is very, very, very apropos because Louise Serpa.
Oh, yes. She is a Tucson icon.
And she's a rodeo icon, and she just passed away recently. But her work lives on. The work that she has done and her daughter Mia is being exhibited down at, I believe, actually, it's at the airport. The Tucson Airport Authority has a show of all of her rodeo work.
Wow.
And that's going through, I believe, through April.
So that's some great arts stuff going on in town.
Well, yeah, beautiful photography of the rodeo culture. And this Monday, tomorrow, from 6 to 8 at Himmel Park, the library, there's going to be a speech or a talk on the Germanders of Sonora and Arizona, and that includes our good friend Father Kino.
So which is it, a speech or a talk?
It's one of the same, I think.
I'm just teasing, Fred. Don't go there.
No,
we got a lot to talk about today, and you know, people are already switching the channel. So,
and you know, we have stuff to promo coming up. But you know, the big Christian Youth Theater group.
Oh,
CYT.
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland Jr. The CYT has got their spring production of Alice in Wonderland Jr. And the Red Barn Theater. Our buddy Tony Zinman is over there playing in Oliver.
Yeah, that's right.
So the Red Barn Theater is going to kick off their show Oliver soon. So make sure you folks check that out. Go to theredbarntheater.com.
And we have some of the ongoing stuff. The Arizona Centennial Celebration at Old Tucson.
Right.
That's going through the end of February. But, you know, obviously...
Which is pretty darn close.
Well, this week.
Right.
We have 100 Years, 100 Quilts, which is the centennial celebration at the Arizona Historical Society, or museum down near the University of Arizona.
Is there a clearinghouse where all this kind of stuff is that folks can go to, Fred, to check it out?
There is actually a clearinghouse. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, where would that be?
That would be at fredandjeff.com. If you go to fredandjeff.com and you check on the current events or upcoming events... box button. There's a link to our friends at the Metropolitan Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau.
I knew you couldn't get that out without stumbling.
MTCVB.
Right.
Their website, they have a beautiful event calendar, and you can look at all these events, what's coming up, and actually they have an event planner, a trip planner, so you can actually put together itineraries for yourself.
Yeah, for your friends coming into town or just your family.
Absolutely.
To do fun things.
Yeah, and I mean, there's stuff like, you know, the Great Gatsby is playing at ATC right now.
You know what? We saw the Chieftains last week. Wow, what a great show.
Yeah.
I mean, Glenn Campbell was in town. I mean, the arts in Tucson are alive and booming. Sports, and that's, you know, and folks, that's going to be what we're going to talk about in today's show, is we got our friend Greg Foster here from Football Club Tucson to talk about the Desert Diamond Cup and all kinds of other stuff. So,
well, we have two more things.
Sorry.
There's a monthly rocket launch, and we're going to have these guys on the show. The Southern Arizona Rocketry Association, SARA. If you go to sararocketry.org, we're going to have some fun with these guys. But March 24th and 25th is the Desert Heat, and they're going to be launching model rockets over a two-day period.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Totally cool. Now, here's something that's just totally indulgent. For the centennial, and you're actually the one here. You're the one who pulled this up. But you know, we like to talk about our family once in a while, and our great grandfather.
Oh my goodness! So part of you know, our friends at the Daily Star, they do they're reviving articles from the past, and this is an article from January 19th, 1912, about local strikers pledge they won't turn to violence versus new workers. And it says the strikers are willing to cooperate with the businessmen of Tucson to prevent violence towards the new employees in the Southern Pacific shops. Assurances to this effect were given by strike leaders to John Metz, John I. Riley, Fred Ronstadt, and members of the state administration when the subject was broached late Wednesday. That's really why you wanted me to read that, right, Fred? Because your name was in it.
That's right. I remember that meeting.
Yeah, January 1912. Nice work, Fred. So
thank
listen,
you very
folks.
Much.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. We talk about all the great things that happen here in Tucson and Southern Arizona. And we got a lot of fun things to talk about today. Please support our sponsors, because without them, there's no Fred and Jeff Show. So we're going to take a quick break. And on the other side, we're going to introduce our guest. So stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Major League Soccer is coming to Kino Stadium February 22nd through March the 3rd. New England Revolution, Real Salt Lake, the New York Red Bulls, and Los Angeles Galaxy meet to play in the FC Tucson Thistler Diamond Cup. All four dates in this tournament are doubleheaders featuring stars like Kyle Beckerman, Tyree Joseph, Landon Donovan, Thierry Henry, and David Beckham. Mark your calendars. It all starts Wednesday, February 22nd. Tickets are now on sale online at fctucson.com or call 520-334-1115.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Hi, I'm Jim Ronstadt. Over 100 years ago, my grandfather established Ronstadt Hardware in the heart of the Old Pueblo. The Ronstadts were a pioneer family during the growth of a fledgling city, and his store was founded on hard work, craftsmanship, and good service.
This is Jeff Ronstadt, and I am proud to carry on the family tradition with my dad at Ronstadt Insurance. In these trying economic times, you may have many questions about your health care and what's on the horizon. You may be asking questions like, how do I enroll in a Medicare plan and how much will it cost? Are my prescription drugs covered? And what will my out-of-pocket cost be?
If you are confused about Medicare, call us at 721-4848 and we will help you make a confident decision about your Medicare benefits. We are insurance agents licensed by the state of Arizona and we would be honored to assist you.
That's Ronstadt Insurance. Call us at 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
More of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little trusty brother, Jeff.
I'm the little trusty sidekick, right? You know, I was on the Dave Sidden Show last week, Fight Against Cancer.
How did you get on the show and I didn't get invited?
Well, we waited till you left, and then we came running right back up here, and we cut the show. You know, we were looking around, where's Fred? Is Fred still there? No, he's gone. Okay, let's do the Dave Sidden Show. So, folks, stick around. After our show, there's an hour of what was formerly called Cancer Fighters. No. Dave's not doing 4 hours anymore. He's only doing an hour because he's running for Congress. So he
What's that called?
Equal time? And so he's doing the Cancer Fighter Show, but he can't call it Cancer Fighters anymore. So it's Fight Against Cancer with your friend Dave Sitton. So he's a lot of fun to do a radio show with.
Very nice.
So, you know, once you've had our way with us, ladies and gentlemen, hang out and listen to Dave, and you'll learn some great stuff about ways to fight cancer.
Or prevent cancer.
Or prevent cancer as well. That's right. So, anyhow, Fred, back to you.
Well, you know, we have been talking about this for the last few weeks, soccer in Tucson, and it is such a, well, obviously in Europe and in South America, other places in the world, this is huge. Football is just monster in these other countries, and we're sort of very slowly coming to the table. I mean, obviously we have a national team, kids have been playing for years, but as terms of people just embracing it as some, you know, going to the bars, watching games, doing the whole nine yards. It's a fairly recent phenomenon. And with us today is the owner of FC Tucson, Greg Foster. Greg, how you doing?
I'm very well. Thanks, Fred.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, you know, did you grow up playing soccer? Did you enjoy it as much as the fanatics in Europe and elsewhere in the world, or is it sort of a new thing for you?
You know, growing up in the United States in the 70s, which makes me a little bit old, there wasn't a whole lot of soccer to consume on TV, and you heard basically about a few players who were famous around the world. And I was a player growing up, and I idolized Pelé, I idolized Franz Beckenbauer, Johan Cruyff, but there weren't many other names that we could learn about.
How did that happen, Greg? I mean, when I was growing up in Tucson in the 70s,
we remember Pelé.
I idolized, you know, Willie Stargell and Terry Bradshaw and guys like that. You know, listen to Vin Scully games on the radio, on my little transistor radio, and had to deal with the Dodgers all the time. How did you find
Steve Garvey?
Well, you know, I really liked a lot of sports, so I was a big Dodger fan too. Garvey, Lopes, Russell, sure. and Say, those were probably also my favorite athletes at the time. But I played soccer, and I played from when I was about 6 years old. My school teacher introduced me to the game, and I loved it, and it really grew from there. I would attend soccer camps and clinics, and occasionally they'd have grainy film footage that we were supposed to watch to work on our skills, and it would be, you know, Pele in the 1970 World Cup. It would be Cruyff with the Dutch national team inventing something called total football. And for us, it almost seemed like it was happening on a different planet, but that made it kind of romantic and interesting also, I think, for kids. When I was around 10, 11, 12, I lived in the Bay Area, and at the time there was something called the North American Soccer League. And the Bay Area had two teams, the Oakland Stompers and the San Jose Earthquakes, who still exist. And my soccer coach used to take me to those games with our team. And I think that's when I really started enjoying it as a spectator sport. And it's grown from there. I've been fortunate to travel with my family to World Cups in 2006, 2010, and try to introduce my kids to soccer as well. But, you know, the fact that soccer is globally the biggest sport, but not yet in a position like that in the United States, is what creates an opportunity for Tucson.
Absolutely.
The league is on the right side of the growth cycle.
Okay, now hold on a second. When you refer to the league, what do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is Major League Soccer.
Okay.
So if you imagine soccer in America in sort of the form of a pyramid, the top tier of that pyramid is going to be Major League Soccer. That's our top-level professional league. The second tier would be divided between United Soccer League's Pro and North American Soccer League. That would be roughly equivalent to AAA baseball. The level right below that is the Premier Development League, which would be roughly equivalent to AA baseball. It's really the top college athletes in the country. So at the beginning, we talked about the fact that I'm one of the owners of FC Tucson, which stands for Football Club Tucson. One of the things we do is we own a men's team that will start competing this May in the Premier Development League.
And where does that league play?
So that's a national league. It has a season that runs from May to August, and it really consists of the top college athletes in the country and some international players, usually under 23 years of age. And these are players who really are on the cusp of entering their professional career. Their college league or college competition usually ends around the spring, and their coaches want them playing throughout the summer, so they try to get them placed with the top Premier Development League teams. One, so they can stay fit, but two, so they can be identified by pro scouts.
Hmm. So these kids aren't amateur athletes anymore.
Well, they still are. By playing in Premier Development League, since it's not a professional league, they maintain their eligibility to play in college.
Okay. So where do you guys play? Where will you play these games?
Well, we're working on Keno Sports Complex.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're looking at Keno Sports Complex is a way to alter the complex so that it can accommodate baseball and soccer. At that complex, anyone who's familiar with it knows that there are seven baseball training fields right now and a stadium. The Tucson Padres play their summer season in the stadium. For the event that's going on right now, that's been going on last week and will continue in the upcoming week, the Major League, the FC Tucson Desert Diamond Cup, we have converted four of the baseball fields north of Ajo Road to soccer. And that's supporting six Major League Soccer teams in town conducting their training.
How hard was it to take a baseball field and turn it into a soccer field?
Well, it's interesting because you can do it in stages. And so since this is our first year of really trying to build the model for the Major League Soccer preseason with Tucson as a home, we temporarily converted four of the fields. And what we did was we dug up sort of the top soil over the base paths, and we laid sod on top of it. We did that back in the beginning of November, so it would have time to grow in and provide a smooth surface, and it has. And so it's working nicely for the teams. We got great reviews from the first two teams that were in town, Sporting Kansas City and the San Jose Earthquakes. Yesterday, Real Salt Lake landed and did a light training in the afternoon, gave great reviews to the fields. Last night, the New England Revolution came in. They'll start. Oh, excuse me. I'm my timing is off. Monday, Real Salt Lake arrived and conducted a light training.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on right now, don't you? I mean, you're entertaining all these professional soccer players. You've got, this is what, the second Desert Cup. You had one last year.
We did. You know, maybe I ought to give it a little bit of context, because anyone who's familiar with the Desert Cup last year may not totally understand what's happening this year. It's grown by leaps and bounds.
Well, it's and we want that, but start with where did it start?
It started last year with a request from Sporting Kansas City to come to Tucson and play a one-off game against another Major League Soccer team.
And why would Sporting Kansas City, of all the cities they could go to in the world, choose Tucson?
Climate.
Perfect.
Yes.
One of our seas.
Exactly. Something that can't be changed about Tucson either.
Right.
Conduct their preseason, as do all the other Major League Soccer teams, from the middle of January till the beginning of March. And the history in Major League Soccer is that teams do that training all over the country or all over the world. So there's been no organized plan for where they train. Some teams will train in Mexico. Some teams will train in Florida. Some teams train in Turkey. Teams have been in Argentina. Teams have been in South Africa.
But isn't that expensive?
It's expensive. And it doesn't really serve the league as an event. So the league took a look at this and said, you know, look, we've got a footprint from about the middle of March through the middle of November, and then we go dark. How can we expand the footprint of Major League Soccer? How can we add an event? Most of the teams are northern tier teams. It's just too cold to play up there in the winter. And so they're starting to look at Arizona and Florida as a good location, as good locations to develop something similar to a grapefruit and a cactus league.
And in baseball.
Yes. And so Major League Soccer has said to FC Tucson, we want you to try to develop an infrastructure in Tucson that will support 10 Major League Soccer teams training from the middle of January through the beginning of March in Tucson.
And when you say, you know, when we had, you know, spring training baseball in Tucson, a Major League Baseball team brought a ton of folks with them. Will a Major League Soccer bring a lot of folks with them as well?
Well, that's a great question. I'm often asked two questions. One, can Major League Soccer preseason replace Major League Baseball preseason for Tucson? And two, why isn't Major League Soccer doing this in Phoenix instead of Tucson?
Because Phoenix has got all the baseball teams. There's no space left, right?
Well, but there's still soccer fields.
Right. And
I think the answer might be proximity to Mexico.
Hmm.
I think that that the first round of tourism growth we will see from Major League Soccer preseason in Tucson will be people coming up from Sonora. They're already in the habit of doing so for shopping. Why not come up, extend your stay for a night, watch some soccer? And that's why we have great sponsors like the Desert Diamond Casino involved. They see a similar opportunity in order to try to introduce that idea. We did a road trip down to Hermosillo in the middle of January and did a press conference with the Mexican media, met with kids in local schools and soccer leagues, and said, we're going to have this great team in Tucson, and we're going to have Major League Soccer preseason.
That's fantastic. That's great.
So you, I mean, you've been, we've had soccer events here in Tucson, and have you seen that as a reality, that a majority of the folks are coming in from Mexico?
Yes. Short answer is not a majority, but a very large group.
Yeah, we need a short answer because we're almost
right. We got 20 seconds. So, all right, so we're here with Greg Foster from FC Tucson, local good guy, and we've got to take a hard break for the news, but folks, we'll be back in a couple of minutes to talk more about soccer in Tucson. So stick around to the Fred and Jeff Show.
Increase. increasing numbers of U.S. troops hurt in demonstrations in Afghanistan. The country saw a 6-day of protests against Koran burnings by U.S. personnel. Somebody tossed grenades at a demonstration outside a U.S. base in northern Afghanistan. Officials report 10 U.S. personnel injured, up from 8 previously. Separately, Afghan authorities know who they're looking for in Saturday's killings of 2 U.S. officers inside the Afghan Interior Ministry.
Afghan police officials identify 25-year-old Abdul Sabur, a police intelligence officer, as the main suspect in the murder of 2 American military advisors. He would have had access to the most secure parts of the building where the Americans worked, and he likely knew them and perhaps even received training from them.
ABC's Nick Schifrin in Kabul. The governors of Arizona and Michigan have endorsed Mitt Romney for the Republican presidential nomination. Those states hold primaries Tuesday. Deval Patrick, Massachusetts governor and co-chair of President Obama's re-election, declared the president will be re-elected. In Florida, the start of the Daytona 500 race has been delayed by rain. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Jessica Chapin with your KGI9 On Your Side forecast. A sunny day today, highs between 73 and 78 degrees. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day. And then tonight, it's going to get a little breezier. Winds from the southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies, lows between 42 and 48 degrees. I'm Jessica Chapin for 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. It's no wonder why the Tucson Festival of Books relies on Arizona Party Rental. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver 5-star service.
Hi, this is Andy Brown, Vice President of A-Team Security and Event Services. I've been in the special event business now for 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental. They have the largest selection of equipment, friendliest staff, and they really care about making your event special.
My name is Rebecca Guthrie, and I would highly recommend Arizona Party Rental to anyone who needs anything that has to do with parties or events. They are very friendly and make you feel like family, and that your event is just as important to them as it is to you.
Hey, thanks. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Make Arizona Party Rental your celebration destination. Visit our new showroom on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
Welcome back to the Gambling with Fred Show, starring Ship Captain and Crew Dice.
Welcome back to the Fred
what
Jeff Show.
What is going on over there? You can't wait for the news to finish. You got to be rolling dice the whole time.
It's a little game I play. You taught me this game.
Welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my obnoxious brother, Jeff.
And we've got a great guest in the studio today, Mr. Greg Foster from Football Club Tucson.
FC Tucson.
That's right. So
we were talking about Mexico before the break and the importance of our friends to the south who come up here and watch this game and really help support it. But they're, you know, they're dragging along everybody else.
Well, what we really want to accomplish is establish a connection between the community and FC Tucson. And when we think about what the community is, we think it's the Arizona Sonora community. We think it stretches from Tucson south to Hermosillo to Obregón. I mean, and there's a tradition in Tucson of embracing that as a community. Our MTCVB has a program that you probably know about called Vamos a Tucson that has
Vamos
offices.
A Tucson.
See, and that's wow. about, unfortunately the best actually, I can do.
You know, that was actually initiated probably about 1996 or 97, and it's been a really great program creating that bond.
It has. Felipe Garcia, as you know, runs that program.
Felipe is a gem.
He took us down on a road trip. FC Tucson went down along with Josh Brodesky from the Daily Star to kind of cover just the idea of going down and doing a press conference. Josh wrote an amazing story about it. And what we were able to do was begin to connect with the community down there and talk about soccer. There's no high-level soccer in Sonora either. They don't have a first division Mexican team, which would be a professional. They don't have a second division Mexican team.
And you're talking about going to Hermosillo for these meetings, and Hermosillo is the capital of Sonora. There's no pro soccer in Hermosillo. That's amazing.
No. And a huge soccer culture. So this seems like an opportunity. And we want to make sure that what we're doing here reflects, you know, the interests of not only the very local Tucson community, but the broader Arizona Sonora community.
Now, when you talk about that Sonoran population, just off the top of your head, do you know how many people?
I'm told that it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 3.5 million.
Wow.
And to sort of, you know, put a fine point on that, Nogales, Sonora evidently has 340,000 residents, and that's 60 miles from here.
That's a lot of soccer-loving people. Yeah, that's great. And they come up to Tucson. They spend nights in our hotels. They shop in at our stores. They leave legal tender. That's an important thing.
So if you think about how to grow this as a tourism event, meaning the Desert Diamond Cup, we think that it should be staged. Let's begin by bringing in the tourists who are close and who would want to watch soccer. And then hopefully as the league develops this model of this as an event, then supporters groups from the teams that come in to compete will be coming from those cold climate northern tier cities I was mentioning, like New York, like Chicago, like Seattle, Portland.
You guys really think that folks from Chicago, New York would follow these teams to Tucson to watch soccer spring training?
The amazing thing, Jeff, is they've never been asked to before.
So why not?
So now we're starting to. And one of the things that Desert Diamond Casino was very interested in was marketing hotel packages directly to these teams through those teams, their marketing channels.
And they're going to get their fan base excited to leave the cold weather and come to Tucson.
Exactly. So as the league grows this as an event, and really the league right now is a three-legged stool. It's got the regular season at markets, it's got the All-Star game, and it's got the championship.
And again, you're talking about the high-level professional Major League League.
Yes, Major League Soccer. We're talking about the league that houses David Beckham, Rafa Marquez, Thierry Henry, I mean, huge global names. They've said to us, let's create the fourth leg of the stool, and let's make it preseason. Let's make it an event. Let's have two hubs, an East Coast hub in Orlando. This is hosted by Disney and ESPN at the Disney Sports Complex in Orlando. They'll have 10 teams. And let's have the Western hub be Tucson, if Tucson will develop the infrastructure that supports it, which isn't that complicated.
Okay.
It's a big flat field.
It's probably 7 high-quality soccer fields and time in a stadium for about 2 to 3 weeks.
And the stadium being what you guys have put together at Keno Sports Complex to accommodate that.
Yes. Yeah.
So let me see if I get this straight. At some point in the future, we could actually have, or the dream would be to have 10 professional soccer teams in Tucson playing all over the old Pueblo and then having marquee games at Keno Sports Complex.
Exactly.
For, what, about a month or something?
This can go on for 6 weeks. And let me draw the lens back even a little bit further. about 2 weeks ago, we hosted an individual who decides where the Major League Soccer Combine and Draft is located. And the combine involves basically about 70 athletes, all of the coaching staffs from each of the clubs, ownership from the clubs, because they do a conference on top of the combine, and then they roll into their draft. The last several years, this has been in Fort Lauderdale, the combine has been, and then the draft is in some other location. Major League Soccer is thinking about the possibility of combining the draft with the combine. And they were in Tucson to look at Tucson as the host for 2014. Just the combine is 1,100 hotel room nights.
Wow.
That happens the week before Martin Luther King holiday. Then on Martin Luther King holiday, you have the Fort Lowell shootout. I'm a member of the Fort Lowell Soccer Club, and I helped to organize that event, although there are many others who do much more work than I do. That event this year brought in 370 youth soccer teams. Happens just shortly after the combine would happen. A week after Martin Luther King holiday is the beginning of Major League Soccer spring training. The teams do 2 week stages. So a team will be in, you know, three teams will be here for 2 weeks, and another three teams for 2 weeks, and maybe four teams at the end for 2 weeks for the tournament. So if you really think about the big picture and sports and tourism in Tucson, we could have soccer tourism beginning the second week of January, going through the beginning of March, and it would encompass youth and professional.
That's amazing.
And that would be such a benefit for the kids coming into Tucson.
Oh, yeah. It would be crazy beneficial.
I mean, you talk about creating fans of soccer for life. You run a bunch of, you know, a bunch of 7-, 8-, 9-year-old kids out there with guys like David Beckham, who might, you know, we might get lucky if these guys agreed to hold a clinic. You would have fans forever. I mean, I think that's why in Tucson you see so many baseball fans, even though we don't have a Major League Baseball team here, is because we all grew up with spring training. So we got to see the Albert Bells and the, you know, Robbie Alomars and the Barry Bonds and all these guys come through Tucson and enjoy these guys during spring training.
And it was an intimate setting.
Absolutely. High Corbett, it was, and to a certain degree, Keno Sports Complex is as well.
Yeah.
So we got to take a quick break, and we got a lot more to talk about on the last segment of the Fred and Jeff Show, so folks, stick around.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, 5starTermite.com.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway in Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome Welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
How you doing, Tucson?
And joining us in the studio is Greg Foster, one of the owners of FC Tucson Football Club Tucson. And we were obviously talking soccer before the break. And one of the things you mentioned, the Fort Lewis shootout. And that's, you know, I mean, it's been huge for years. I mean, we're getting close to 30 years annual, I think, if not, if we haven't hit that already.
It's so, radio, Greg. You have to say yes.
Oh, yes. I wasn't sure.
You're Fred, shaking your head.
I'm trying to be polite. Fred looked like he was winding up for
Fred can wind up for a long time.
The
question. That pitch.
The show will be done, and I'm still winding up.
True politician that he is.
So how are kids getting involved in what you're doing?
Well, first of all, you're right about the Fort Lewis shootout. It's been around, I think, since the early 80s. It's the biggest youth soccer club tournament in Arizona, and I'm pleased to be on the board that helps to put that together. And what we've tried to do, I love the connection between youth soccer and pro soccer, and our ownership, myself, Rick Shantz, John Perlman, we all come from youth soccer. That's why we're doing this. This is really our passion. So the Fort Lewis shootout has been a great event. We think it can actually be a better event. And part of that is developing this infrastructure we're talking about. We've been on a little bit of a mission trying to explain to the county and the city what's available if we build a few fields. The Fort Lewis shootout is a huge tournament that is mostly recreational. So it's drawing a large number of teams that are only recreational. There's this entirely other market out there for competitive youth soccer that really doesn't participate in a shootout. If we had four or five high-quality fields that we could reserve for competitive soccer during the shootout, we could grow an incredible number, 370 teams, to an even larger number. So in many ways, whether Tucson can become a site for soccer tourism really depends on whether we can build out some fields.
Now, besides saying, you know, we need five fields, what does that translate to in terms of dollars? Is the space, the real estate available? Can you use other venues, for example, University of Arizona football stadium or some other property the U of A has? I mean, they have a really nice lacrosse field.
Oh, yeah, the lacrosse field's beautiful.
The QSD bus barn. I mean, what are the opportunities? What are the challenges? What's it going to take to get these fields built so that we have the infrastructure in place to take advantage of this opportunity?
There's really a short-term and a long-term way to look at that. In the short term, the simplest thing to do is probably to take a certain number of fields at the Keno Sports Complex and permanently convert them from baseball to soccer. And at the same time, sharing with baseball. So baseball still has, say, seven supportive training fields at Keno, and maybe soccer has five. If we do that, we can probably get to 10 teams, 10 Major League Soccer teams in Tucson next year. I would maybe add into that mix.
Wait a second. Really? That quickly?
We had six. We will have had six this year with four training fields.
Wow.
Now, it's going to be tight while four of the teams are in town together because they're practicing side by side at Keno. So what the teams have said to us is, you know, if you pick two other fields, maybe off-site, not at Keno, maybe at Udall Park, someplace like that, and you improve the quality of the fields and rest them a little bit before the teams come, that'll work too. So there's seven fields. That probably gets us to 10 teams next year.
That easily.
It's not that complicated.
It's kind of like they're lining up to come here. If we build it, they will come.
They love the resorts. They love the weather. They love essentially that we have a fairly unique market to support the kind of event that they'd like to grow here. And again, that I think comes back to the makeup of our community and our proximity to Mexico.
So what can our listeners do to support that? I mean, should we have people calling up their city council person saying, hey, this soccer thing's a great thing, help these guys out? Or are you guys kind of down the road on that? What can we do to help?
That would certainly help. I think the biggest thing, and we've already seen a great response, and it would be wonderful to have an even bigger response, is to attend the Desert Diamond Cup. That's really what's paying for the field conversions. We, FC Tucson, it's a public contract. We've put out about $110,000 to convert the fields north of Ajo and to convert the baseball stadium to soccer. And so as long as we have good attendance, you know, we can support this kind of spring training. really all through revenue from ticket sales.
Well, let's talk about that with the little bit of time we have left on the show. We have soccer spring training happening right now. We're in the middle of it.
Yes.
And coming up this week, you were sharing with us during the break that the biggest professional soccer rivalry here in the United States is going to have a show here. They're going to play a game. They're going to play a match here. This Wednesday?
Yes. Wednesday, February 29th, we'll have the New York Red Bulls playing the Los Angeles Galaxy. And that is the biggest rivalry in Major League Soccer. And it's big because of the players involved. We're going to have David Beckham. We're going to have Thierry Henry. We're going to have players like Rafa Marquez and Landon Donovan. Unless they get called away on national team duties, we'll have Robbie Keane, who's the captain of the Irish national team. We'll have players from the U.S. men's national team. These are soccer celebrities, world-class players who will be competing with each other Wednesday night.
And you were saying earlier they've got the two biggest payrolls in professional soccer.
In Major League Soccer,
in Major League Soccer. So Major League Soccer in the United States is different than professional soccer in the U.K. or in Europe. So what kind of payrolls are we talking about in the United States professional soccer?
There's a pretty broad range. A player like David Beckham, when he first signed with the Los Angeles Galaxy in 2007, had a five-year, $250 million deal.
Wow.
Now,
that's like Albert Pujols money.
Now he's selling underwear.
Yeah. That works for him too, evidently.
Why not? $250 million contract David Beckham got.
And he could be playing next to a young guy trying to cut his teeth in the league who's getting, you know, $50,000 a year. So it's a fascinating league. And the young guy could be very hungry and striving to be, you know, the next David Beckham. And
sure.
So L.A. and New York are fortunate that they're able to afford players like David Beckham, players like Thierry Henry and Rafa Marquez, who command very large salaries.
And when these guys play later this year in L.A. or in New York, what size crowds come out and see them?
Well, soccer-specific stadiums in the U.S. are small by design. So the Home Depot Center, I think, holds about 24,500. It will sell out.
And that's in L.A.?
That's in L.A. The Red Bull Arena, which is in New York, it's really in Harrison, New Jersey, probably holds around 20 to 25,000. It'll sell out also. It's a different kind of atmosphere. These are very tight stadiums. Fred was asking about the U of A stadium. It would be wonderful to be able to use that. The trouble is that the field is ringed with a track, and the track makes it just a little too narrow to play a full-size soccer game in U of A Stadium.
Interesting. So folks in Tucson actually will have the opportunity to see something that people in New York and L.A. pay top dollar to see. And the other question I have, because obviously being jaded by Major League Baseball for so many years, you know, when guys like Barry Bonds and those players, Ken Griffey Jr. were playing for the Mariners and the Giants, and the Giants would play Tucson, they'd play the Rockies or the Diamondbacks, those high income ball players would stay in Phoenix. They wouldn't take that bus ride down to Tucson. But so is there any chance that Beckham's just going to be wandering around on the sideline not getting dirty? Or, I mean, are these guys pretty much ready to start their season and they're going to play?
Well, the decision as to who plays certainly depends on the coach. And FC Tucson doesn't control what Bruce Arena, the coach of Los Angeles Galaxy, will do. However, if you look at the framework of the event, we're within now about 10 days of the beginning of the Major League Soccer regular season. For the Los Angeles Galaxy, they are on March 7th going to be playing in the quarterfinals of a very important international tournament called the CONCACAF Champions League. CONCACAF is an acronym for our region in the world. It's basically North America, the Caribbean, and Central America. And if they win that competition, they play in the Club World Cup, which means they'll be playing against teams like Barcelona or Real Madrid or Manchester United. So they're very hungry for a win. They need to be ready to go on March 7th, and that means they need their top talent playing at full game speed, and it's hard to get there unless you're playing competitive matches right before that.
And that this is going to be a very competitive match. Awesome.
Well, yeah, I mean, just because it's in Tucson doesn't mean there's pride and glory on the table.
No, there will be pride and glory
on
the table.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's talk about it. This coming Wednesday it kicks off, or we're halfway through. Who's playing on Wednesday?
So Wednesday night will be at 6 o'clock. It will be the New England Revolution and Real Salt Lake. Real Salt Lake was a playoff team this year. They're very strong. New England Revolution has a new coach and is a developing philosophy, which will be fun to watch. At 8 o'clock is Los Angeles Galaxy versus New York Red Bulls. Then on Saturday night, we will have the consolation match of the tournament, because these teams are playing for silverware. They want to win a trophy.
Nice.
The consolation match will be at 6 o'clock, and the championship between the two top point-getting teams will be at 8 o'clock on March 3rd.
Top point-getting teams?
So here's the way it generally works.
Okay.
If you win a soccer match, you get 3 points. If you lose, you get 0. If you draw, you get 1. If two teams, after playing 3 games each, are both tied, then there'll be a tiebreaker system. And if my coach was here, I'd be able to tell you exactly what it is. But it's probably going to be goal differential or most goals scored.
Okay. And so, just out of curiosity, the marquee game is Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
Well, I think all these games are marquee games.
Well, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I really do.
We want you to sell lots of tickets, too. But why did you guys put New York and L.A. on that? I use sense. So they've got to play each other. So New York and L.A. could actually play each other again on Saturday night.
It's possible. It all depends on which teams accumulate the most points.
Got it.
So if you're a person who's a big fan of the Galaxy and you want to see them play New York, you know you need to be there on Wednesday the 29th, because you don't know if they'll be in the final.
Interesting. It's kind of like match play from this, you know, this winding up today. If you wanted to see Tiger, I hope you were there Wednesday, because no one can guarantee he's going to be there on Thursday.
Yeah, except I will argue that the two teams that end up making the championship are going to be strong teams regardless. You got to remember, we have the Major League Soccer champions, Los Angeles Galaxy, in town. We have the New York Red Bulls, which were in the playoffs. We have Real Salt Lake, which made it to the semifinals of the playoffs. So these are excellent clubs.
That's great.
Well, we have a little bit of house cleaning to do.
Right.
Our friends at Mayfield Florist, the Coleman family, generously offer us a dozen roses every week to give away. And if you've been paying attention to the show at all, we've been talking soccer. So here's the question for the roses today. Next month in March, the Reed Park Zoo is going to be opening up an exhibit full of elephants. What is that exhibit titled?
And remember, folks, earlier in the show we talked about how my lovely wife, Tiana, and I went to exhibit Tanzania and had a wonderful time. So
if you send me, the first person to send me an email at fred@fredandjeff.com, and that's FREDANDJEFF.com, will win a dozen roses from Mayfield Florist.
Right. And we want to thank all of our sponsors for supporting Fred and Jeff Show here on 104.1 The Truth, our home away from home. And we want to thank you, Greg. What, you know, the things that you're doing with soccer, you and your folks, you know, it's amazing. If 5 years, a year, 6 months from now, it could have huge ramifications for our community. And we really, really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, we thank you for the time on the air, and we really thank the community for the opportunity to bring this product here, and I hope it works out.
Well, anybody, we got a couple seconds left. Anybody want to say a special thank you to?
I want to thank all the MLS teams for agreeing to come, and in particular the city and the county for creating the infrastructure to make it possible.
Great. And we want to thank our friends at Desert Diamond Casino, too.
Absolutely.
For writing a nice check so that this could all happen.
We have wonderful sponsors between Desert Diamond Casino, Chapman Automotive, Karp & Weiss Law Firm.
Oh, nice way to get yourself a plug. All right, folks. So go out and check out soccer. Oh, where can people get tickets?
At fctucson.com or at the Keno box office.
Great. So head out and watch some soccer this week, folks, and have a great week.